charges filed. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. New York City police say 19-year-old Trevor Bickford faces attempted murder and assault charges after they say he stabbed two officers just outside Times Square on New Year's Eve.
According to the FBI, Bickford from near Portland, Maine, took the knife out at a checkpoint just blocks from Times Square around 10 p.m. New Year's Eve. He stabbed two officers. A third was able to shoot him, sending Bickford to the hospital. All three officers are expected to make a full recovery.
Fox's David Spond, a law enforcement official, tells the Associated Press investigators are looking into whether Bickford was inspired by radical Islamic extremism. After what's being described as a computer problem, the FAA slowed hundreds of flights into and out of Florida, even putting a ground stop in place for a while. The computer problem has been fixed, but the delays continue. With another release of deposition transcripts, the House committee investigating the January 6th riot ends its work.
The Select Committee exposed the truth and recommended legislative action, top members Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney said in a closing message. A final report released last month totaled nearly 850 pages and recommended barring former President Trump from holding office again. Several individuals, including former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, refused to testify. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon was convicted of contempt of Congress. On the final day of the committee's existence, more than a dozen interview transcripts were released. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Passengers from China who arrive in the UK next week will not face compulsory COVID tests on arrival. The newspaper The Independent says testing at Heathrow Airport will be voluntary, and those who are positive and will neither be quarantined nor ordered to self-isolate. Last week, Britain had said passengers arriving from China would require a negative COVID test. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The top man at NASA has a stark warning about China.
A new space race involves portions of the moon's surface. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson warns a Chinese win could result in that nation claiming to own vast swaths of the moon, leading to the possibility of the communist country cordoning off the most resource-rich areas of the lunar surface if they establish a presence there first. China's space program set up a new space station earlier this year while NASA has been working on its Artemis series of missions to the moon. Chinese investment in spaceflight and other rocket technology comes amid an ongoing arms race with the U.S. and Russia as all three countries are currently developing hypersonic weapons. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that while the economy remains a bipartisan issue, more Republican voters name inflation, energy, immigration, gas, and food prices as top priorities, while Democrats pick health care, poverty, racism, climate change, and abortion as their main areas of concern. Some international travelers experienced a recent layover that they'll likely never forget.
United Airlines Flight 839 heading to Australia last Thursday from California, making an unexpected stop in Pago Pago, the capital of American Samoa on Tutuila Island, after experiencing engine trouble. Stranded passengers were given hotel rooms and tours of the island while waiting for another plane to arrive. The group arrived safely in Australia around 7 a.m. on New Year's Day. One passenger telling family members that they spent some time drinking beer on a deserted beach. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's body is lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica as thousands of people filed by to pay tribute to the pontiff who shocked the world by retiring a decade ago. The 95-year-old former pontiff died on Saturday morning. Pope Francis will preside over his funeral on Thursday. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.